The report is meant to provide suggestions for Chinese central authorities putting together the 13th five-year plan. One of the overriding themes in the research report is how to keep China's economy moving under the new normal. This is the term being used to describe slower but more sustainable growth. Xin Chunying, Deputy General Secretary of National People's Congress Standing Committee, suggests future development will heavily rely on innovation.
An innovation-driven development model is being suggested, with technological and systemic innovation highlighted as the key. Economic growth, industrial upgrades, and the increase of our country's competitiveness is going to rely on technological advances.
The report is a combination of some 4 months of field research by lawmakers. It's calling for a continued push towards a market economy. At the same time, it also highlights income distribution, health, education, and social security. Xin Chunying says one area they're focusing on in particular is how to care for the country's elderly.
Improving services for the elderly is one of the key areas we are focusing on in trying to build a well-off society in the 13th five-year plan period. The government is expected to play a leading role by providing financial support and policy incentives. The public sector is also being encouraged to tap into this area.
The 13th five-year plan, also the first under President Xi Jinping's leadership, is to map strategies for China's development with growth targets between next year and 2020. The final goal is to produce a moderately prosperous society in the next 5 years. The NPC's Xin Chunying says this is going to be done through better legislation.
We're going to create new laws focusing on the protection of seniors' rights, comprehensive loan services, and basic health care for everyone. Legislation surrounding the protection of the maritime environment, poverty relief, and food security will also be prioritized.
The next five-year plan is to be formalized at a meeting of the country's top lawmakers and advisors later this year in Beijing. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.